Okay, hi, this is Michael Fiore again, and I want to welcome you to Module 5 of the Text Your Wife Into Bed training program. Module 5 is all about building anticipation and sealing the deal, otherwise known as getting your wife actually into bed. After spending all this effort and all this time and all this texting, getting her really excited, you're finally going to get to actually get what you really want, which is to have sex with your beautiful, awesome, turned-on wife. Just to review one last time, the steps we've gone through so far are step one, the curiosity pivot, which is where we send her a relatively non-sexual text as a way to get her to pay attention to us and to start paying attention to what we're doing so we can kind of lead her through the rest. Step two is telling her you want her, establishing her sexual power using masculine sexual language to shift her out of mommy mode. We do this through what I call an asset text, or by revivifying a past experience. Asset text are talking about how beautiful her ass is, her breasts, her eyes, her lips, her tongue, anything you really, really like physically about your wife. Step three is what we call it, where we lead her through a sexual experience while fully engaging her emotions, imagination, and senses. What I like to call multi-sensual storytelling. That's my favorite part of the entire thing. We're creating a fantasy for her, so she'll create a fantasy for you later. And step four, which we're doing right now, is where we build rising heat and seal the deal, otherwise known as making dirty, awesome, affectionate, fun, wonderful love to your wife, you lucky dog. Step five, four, rising anticipation and stealing the deal. This is where we move from fantasy to reality. And what we need to do to make that happen is get her to a fever pitch. If you did your job right in multi-sensual storytelling, she had really, for your wife, for the woman, getting this fantasy narrated to her is really, really close to actually experiencing the event itself. If you do a good job, use the language that I give you, use the storytelling structures that I give you, she's going to feel almost like it actually happened. She's going to be really turned on. She's going to be really amped up and feel this incredible bond, devotion, and gratitude towards you. And you just want to, your job now, after you've kind of gone through that section, is just to really keep stoking the flames a little bit more and a little bit more, so that when you get to the point where you actually want to ravage her, take her clothes a fucker, you're going to be able to. Remember, though, you got to be sincere. Women, as a rule, can smell BS a mile away, but you also have to be honest. You know, honest lust and real love is going to get you really far, but trying to pull one over on her isn't. Remember, as I've said in previous sections of this, your job is to really be sincere and to have a good intention. Your intention is to make your wife feel really, really good. If that's your intention, then she's going to do the same for you. It's a reciprocity thing. She's not even going to be able to help herself. So keep the boil going until it's time to see her. Here's what you got to do in order to really turn this from a game you're doing over texting into something that's really going to happen for you. First, you have to remove her stress and distraction. You know, she's got the kids, the job, dinner, all this kind of stuff out there. And your job is to basically make all of those objections go away. You're going to have to, get some takeout, find a babysitter, all those kind of things to make it so it's actually possible for her to act on this. If she's constantly having to worry about the baby in the other room, or, oh, is the pot going to boil over on the oven, she's not going to be able to really be there. You're also going to have to keep her turned on. Now, most likely, if you do a good job, she's going to do a pretty good job of this herself for the rest of the day, but you want to send her anticipation texts as time goes by. You also have to give orders, one of my favorite things to do, and the women who have gone through this program say this is one of their favorite things too, getting little orders from their man. Orders of non-creepy dominance, as I say, but little orders that basically tell them what to do and what's going to happen when they get home. You want to give her pleasure, you'll get hers in return, and you want to take the lead and take control. So here's some examples of anticipation builder texts. When you get home, here's what you're going to do. Here's what's going to happen. Can you imagine what I'm going to do to you? That's a really good one, because it sends her back into her mind and causes her to actually imagine what's going to happen to her when you do this. I'm going to make you feel so good. How excited are you right now? That's a great one, because it causes her to examine what she, to look internally and wonder, am I excited right now? And by planting that word in the vocabulary, she's going to probably decide that she is. I've got a surprise for you. That's a great one. The surprise can be anything as simple as you got dinner, you got a babysitter, whatever else. It could be, maybe you want to get romantic and have candles and flowers as well. I don't think you need to, but you can. But whatever it's going to be, just the idea of having any kind of surprise is going to do wonders. Examples of stress reducers: I took care of dinner, the kids won't be home, I left my cell phone at the office. Basically anything that you can send her to take care of the situation so she can truly relax. That's what you got to do. The office one is really about the fact that a lot of men tend to take their work home with them too much, and your wife really wants your attention. And if you don't, she doesn't get it, she's not going to give you what you want. Examples of orders: when you get home, I want you to. When you get home, I want you to go right to the bedroom and lay down. When I get home, I want you to sit down on the table, sit down at the kitchen table and simply wait. I'm going to take care of things. Whatever it's going to be, giving her orders shows that you are dominant and in control and that you're going to give her a great experience. Leave your panties in the car. Great one. You know, really sexy too. Lay down in the bed and close your eyes. Meet me at the hotel. Don't say anything when I see you. That's a really fun game you can play, especially after texting all day. If you really just don't allow any kind of communication, or if you don't talk personally either, it can be extremely hot. If you want your surprise, you'll have to. It's a contingency thing right there. She wants her surprise. She's heard about her surprise. What are you going to do to make? What are you going to make her do to get it? Continue our examples from before. I've been trying to give you an ongoing example through this entire thing. So you say something like, after you've done the multi-sensual storytelling part and brought her to the climax of that particular story, you say, did you like that? She'll say, yes, almost undoubtedly. You're going to like it even more tonight. Really? But we have soccer practice. That's an objection. She's like, oh, we got this regular life. She's coming back out of her fantasy world. And you've got to say, I've taken care of it, because the fantasy world is going to continue. You're going to take the fantasy that she's just experienced and make it real in the real world. I want you to come home tonight, go right to the bedroom, put on that skirt, lay down, and wait for me to show you how sexy you are. Saying something as simple as that could almost bring tears to her eyes, I'm going to tell you right now. She's going to say, okay. And then later in the day, you're just going to say something as simple as tick, tick, tick. Really very simple way to basically say, hey, something good is going to be coming. Time is ticking down. Are you anticipating what's going to go on? Are you feeling good about it yet? Are you looking forward to tonight? Hell yes. I've got a surprise for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you build it up as you go. As you get closer and closer, you're probably going to be saying, you know, only an hour to go, only 30 minutes to go, et cetera. For the rest of this kind of stuff, you know, see your downloadable PDF for specific examples of text conversations using this method and start creating your own. That's the key thing. I want you to rip me off as much as possible in this program. I want you to use as much of the stuff as I've given you as you need to. But what's really going to make this stuff work, what's really going to make this sing in your marriage, what's really going to make this just do amazing things for you and really bring a tremendous level of sex and sexual communication back into your marriage, is making it your own. Reading your wife, giving her what she particularly wants, giving her, you know, showing that you actually understand her and her sexual needs. And the more you give, I'm telling you right now, the more you're going to get. You're going to have so much sex. You're going to have a woman who is ready to basically pounce on you whenever you want. And you're going to be able to stand up and really take care of her. Okay. Your next video is the Frequently Asked Questions and Nuts and Bolts video. So that's where I basically just kind of give you some of the nuts and bolts stuff, what kind of phone to have, how often should you text her, when should you text her, things like that. But you've really got the core of the program right now. You've got the main material as far as the four steps of what you should do in order to text your wife into bed. If you combine this with the downloadable material, you're in good shape, guys. This is the kind of this, you know, people have used this before with great results, and I think you're going to as well. So go check out the next video, and I can't wait to hear about your success.